Welcome to the podcast with your agony aunt, Anna.
Woo!
God, as you may have heard, I have a guest with me today. I have Dr. Kate.
Woo, hello.
So, normally I don't have a guest on. Dr. Kate is my...
Oh, please.
You are a real doctor though, right? Let's...
No, yeah. Well, I am, but...
So, for anyone that is new to the podcast, normally it'd just be me chatting absolute rubbish, normally putting a positive spin on all things shit. You can email in and share what's going on in your life, confess embarrassing stories, and I'll just be completely honest and just discuss them to myself normally. But you can email me at youragonyaunt.anna@gmail.com. I am also on Instagram at your.agonyaunt. And yeah, I'm just excited to get on with the podcast, to be honest. What about you, Kate? Are you excited?
Well, yeah, it's my first ever podcast debut, so I'm super duper duper excited.
Are you nervous?
I'm very nervous.
Oh my goodness. It wasn't just that Kate was involved in the NHS dedicated episode. I do know, Kate, we are friends in real life. We'll be friends after this.
IRL.
What's IRL?
In real life. It's like one of those like weird chat things. Nope.
Are you an internet chat person? Oh my god, I'm learning so much.
Do you not remember the days of like chat roulette? I mean, not that you'd use in real life with chat roulette because you were never in real life, but...
I think chat roulette in real life is... like being down at the chippy at like 4 a.m. where you just like, hey, chat to randomers like on your walk.
Yeah, maybe.
Have someone in an alley doing something dodgy.
Less flashing, you would hope.
So basically this week, all I have been doing is being super, super excited to have a guest on the show. With all the other podcasts, I am just out there on my own and it's been amazing to receive some emails and be reading them out and engaging with the listeners. And to be honest, this week I just didn't want to do it on my own. I wanted to interact, I wanted to chat. So I'm really happy to have you here, Kate. Thanks so much for joining.
Yeah, I mean, obviously with social distancing, it's really nice to have some like contact with people.
Just on the topic of engagement and chatting to people, have you heard of or watched Gogglebox?
I love Gogglebox. I'm like Gogglebox's biggest fan.
Have you been watching it recently?
Yeah, like, I think I'm up to date completely. Oh. I'm a big fan.
Oh, okay. I did not expect this response.
Who's your favourite Goggleboxer?
I am not prepared for these questions.
Come on, who's your favourite Goggleboxer? I'm going to judge you.
I like the brother and sister.
Do you know they're related to Barry and Thingy Chuckle? The Chuckle Brothers.
The Chuckle Brothers!
Yeah. They're like the Chuckle Brothers.
So much. This is why you get Dr. Kate on. Not just as a doctor, but Kate knows her shit. We'll talk about that later, actually. Well, no, I'm just like watching it on Netflix, like in the background. Mm. But I do find it like, it cracks me up. And it's as if I'm watching telly with someone. So it makes me feel a little bit more involved.
Oh, yeah, it does.
I mean, you said I feel like, is that sad that I've been watching it?
No, I know exactly what you mean, though. It does give you that vibe of, like, talking about it with someone. Like, Gogglebox is one of those things where I can actually laugh out loud on my own, and I very rarely can do that with a TV show.
I just wanted to see if that was just me that enjoyed watching that and, like, feeling a bit more connected. And hopefully that's a really good piece of advice for you listeners, because that's kind of what this is. So if you like the podcast, you might... be a fan of watching Gogglebox. The other day I actually booked a top secret comedy club Zoom gig.
No.
For £1.
No.
It was amazing.
Oh my god, so wait, you're literally watching it on your laptop. Could you see other people or no?
Yeah. So I think I've mentioned on the podcast before that I'm a massive fan, had the members card, used to go on my own, all that jazz. But I hadn't done one over Zoom. Yeah, so all the acts were at home on Zoom, obviously, and then we were all watching, and they encourage you to turn your video on, and they encourage you to be off mute the entire time. Oh, so people are laughing and it's background noise.
Oh yeah, that is nice.
Yeah, it was really nice. Obviously, if you were like eating or doing something, you went on mute, but they were like, and people were interacting with the crowd. But it was really, really good. And it was nice to have an interactive time. Mm. Yeah. So definitely recommend to you and my listeners.
What I wouldn't recommend, though, Well, no, actually, that's a bit harsh. We went to the Top Secret Comedy Club in between, like, the lockdowns. You know when they lifted it and they were like, oh, yeah, everyone can go. And we went and it was genuinely like an abattoir. They had, like...
Abattoir. Not for me. I obviously know what it means. I'm just saying for any listeners that don't know what an abattoir is.
An abattoir is where they go and, like, slaughter animals. You know, they've got those, like... You know when they've got those, like, plastic sheets down? Can you imagine it? Like,
yeah.
They had all those in there to separate the aisles. They had, like, these big plastic hanging sheets. And it was abattoir vibes. I mean, I've never been to one, but that's how I imagine abattoir vibes to be.
And the MC there, because it's always the same guy, he's got quite dark humour. I bet he made some, like, slaughter jokes or something.
Did he? I think he potentially could have. It was unavoidable how, like, I mean, it was literally, like, you know...
Yeah. We'll edit something in there for you, Kate. Yeah.
I really fill that with music. I realise I often do that, carry on.
No, yeah, when you're like talking and you haven't quite figured out the end of the sentence, but you're like, they've probably got it, I'll just stop here.
Yeah, I'm just like.
And then so it's because, yeah.
Literally.
Oh my god, I actually haven't laughed like with a human like in a conversation for so long. I love my mum, but it's so different when it's a friend your own age, you're just like chatting away. And obviously the weather is getting warmer now, so that definitely helps. Imagine the rule of six outside in the rain.
God.
I feel like, yes, everyone's mood is a lot chipper.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's all good. What's the thing that happens where you know it's like spring going into summertime?
So I think the clocks going forward is definitely like spring, but I think we were well into spring then. I genuinely think it's like the first really crisp day that you wake up, it's like the sun is shining, it's blue sky, it's crisp.
Right.
It's like perfect running weather. That is when it's like spring in my mind. So that happened around like Pancake Day. It was just this lovely day.
You remember it clearly. Well, for me, it's none of that. I did think that people have, like, the clocks going forward, or, like, when they hear the birds sing, or, like, the blossom trees, because the blossom trees are stunning. But, like, all of that stuff. Whereas, for me, it's when it is a little bit warmer, and I go out in, like, a summer's dress or something, just out for the day, and it's just a bit warmer, so I've changed what I would normally wear. How I know it is becoming into spring and summertime is the bam, chafe. I get chafe so bad. And that's how I know, like, we're going into the summertime, great couple of months of this shit.
I did not see that coming. I thought you was going to be more like, oh, daffodils are in the shop or something.
No, like it's, it, Kate, honestly, and also not only is it, like, so fucking annoying because I'm like, oh, great, it's summer, that's really nice, but, like, fucking hell, my thighs are going red raw for a couple months. But also...
But why doesn't that happen in winter as well? Is it just
because you're wearing... No, it's because you're... Like, I wouldn't be wearing shorts. I wouldn't be wearing a skirt.
Oh,
so, ladies and gentlemen, anyone that can't see Kate, she is...
Which is everyone.
So, no one can see her, but you can just tell by looking at her that she has not had the chafe problem that so many other people have. And it's so irritating. I don't think I can even put it into like proper words, the annoyance, because not only is your thigh red raw and like really sore, and like if you're out for a big day and it's hot and you're slapping together, then the next day you can't wear a skirt because it's too sore.
Interesting. I've had something similar where it was like a seat belt and it was just a little bit tight around my neck and it was rubbing on my neck. And it made it sore.
You poor thing.
But then as soon as I got out of the car, it was fine.
Oh my god. But I was going to say, it's doubly bad. Like, I know the neck rubbing thing does sound really dramatic. But for me, it's not only the annoyance of it, but it's also the... You know, every year you have that, like, oh, I'm going to get summer bored, like, summer goals, all that. As soon as that chafe happens, I know I've failed. Like, I'm like, oh, great, another year of it.
another chafe fiasco. That sounds really sore though.
Yeah, it really is. I actually thought about it today because I went out in a skirt yesterday to the shops and I have some, so that's why I had to wear shorts today.
No, you can't see it though. Can you not see it? Is it just...
You can do. I've bled once from chafe. Honestly, it was the worst thing. I was like almost crying. I was like putting my dress in between my legs because I was like, I can't do this. And then I noticed that blood was on the dress, and I was like, specs. But I was like, fuck, period. Not like
hemorrhaging.
No.
Femoral artery, just like.
Dr. Kate, everybody.
Oh, God.
The reason why I actually asked Dr. Kate on the show today was because my stream of consciousness, as Leo from BBC Radio Kent calls it, because big shout out to him, I'm basically famous. Did you hear, Kate, I'm on BBC Sounds? I've been on the radio quite a lot.
Unreal.
And in last week's episode, I had an idea that the reason why mental health is so much further behind, like, physical health, awareness, the importance of it, like, the emphasis, the priority, could be related to the fact that people find it harder to come to grips with. As you can tell, I don't really know what I'm talking about. So I thought I would get Dr. Kate on and see if she could help me describe some physical ailments, but describe them in a way that doesn't highlight their physicality. Kate, you said you had some descriptions for me to guess, but I've also got a few words I would like you to try and describe. Which, what do you want to do? Who wants to go first?
Should I do my one first?
Yeah.
Okay. This condition usually affects people who are very active. It makes the very ends of your, it kind of, it's a very like smelly affliction.
Athlete's foot.
Boom. Okay, so my next one, which is my last one. This is a thing that usually happens to children. It covers you in
chicken pox.
How on earth did you get that?
Okay, so for my one, I'd like you to try and describe what they are and how they would affect people without pointing out any of the physical areas that it affects. Mm-hmm. So it's a bit more abstract. Parkinson's disease.
So this condition usually affects more elderly people. It starts off with sort of subtle signs where you might have memory problems, or you might notice a slight tremor in their hands, and it then progresses to become quite severe, where they can have aggressive outbursts, they've become, you know, very emotionally labile, and their memory and their capacity to do things for themselves decreases.
Very well described, the impact.
It's really sad. It's a sad one.
Souls. Yeah. And this is a comedy podcast! Okay, next one. Cystic fibrosis.
Oh, wow. Okay, so cystic fibrosis, you're born with it. It's genetic. It can be tested for. It's actually tested for when you're a baby. People are routinely tested for it. And what it does is, it's all about, you basically produce very thick secretions, and that can be secretions that affect your lungs, so they often have lots of chest infections. Oh, I said
you're
the
describing
thing.
The thing.
I said the thing.
So, like, what impact would it affecting the lungs have if you couldn't say the lungs are having this happen to them?
So it affects lots of different organs. It can lead you to having very thick secretions, which cause chest infections. It can also affect the way that you digest through the use of enzymes to do with another organ, which I can't say. It sort of affects your digestion of foods. So they often have lots of diarrhea and things like this. They now have treatment. You can replace all these things. They do have treatments. But again, it's a very chronic condition and it's very sad.
I find that so interesting that when I'm listening to you, it sounds like something I would say if I said to the doctor, oh, I don't care what's actually happening, can you just tell me how it would affect me? Mm. And I feel like the things that you describe are very like, it takes on this form and it takes on this form and sometimes it affects this, which is exactly what if someone was to describe anxiety, they'd be like, well, sometimes it's this, sometimes it's that. Thank you so much for that little segment there, Kay. Did you find it tough?
I'm quite, to be honest, I'm quite used to explaining things to people, but what I'm not used to is missing out the key word. So it was a little bit of a challenge.
You describe things and articulate yourself very well. And you guys may have noticed earlier in the podcast, Kate's fancy words and I ask for definitions, or I'm like, ooh, someone's showing off, or whatever it is. But me and Kate actually went to uni together, and we temporarily came up with the idea of like a word of the day. Yes. Do you remember?
Yes, word of the day.
And it was basically because Kate just had such strong vocab, and also she was very supportive, if I maybe used a word incorrectly or spelt it wrong, in just like a, hey, FYI, rather than some of the other things that happen, like when I put up a Snapchat story saying, come on, Ireland, while I was at a rugby game, and I said common. But to me, I just thought it was like the cool way of saying it, like the slang way. Come and everyone like took screenshots and shared it and laughed at me. Even a friend who I messaged privately, screenshotted a text message and shared it with everyone, being like, soz, couldn't help it. Whereas I think Kate potentially was a lot kinder to me, because I do talk about dyslexia quite a bit on the podcast, and definitely having you here just reminds me of the elegance as to which you speak. And it really comes across as informative, intelligent, very strong.
Oh, wow, thank you.
But I did think it'd be funny to give you a little bit of a laugh and maybe ask some questions. So I sent a text message earlier on this week, and I put that I was listening intensely. Did I mean intently or intensely?
It depends. Were you listening with intensity? No. Or were you listening like hard? Listening, you know, like refocusing.
But there is that phrase, isn't it? Like, oh, they were listening intensely.
The phrase is intently.
Intently, yeah. Right. I'm going to put this in my notes.
But intensely. You could still listen intensely, but you would be bringing an intensity to your listening, which I'm not sure how you would.
Kate, let's be honest, we both know I meant intently, but I just got confused.
No, you could have meant intensely, though. You could have just...
See? See, listener? Very supportive, very nice. So this is why Kate is just so helpful and good at this. Because I actually think that I would type anything and text anything and not really give a shit about the spelling, because A, I wouldn't notice if it was wrong, and B, you know what I mean? Like, I think I said it actually in a previous podcast. We invented words. We invented scribbles and put them together and said they mean stuff. Maybe I'm just starting a new trend. We've already discussed the common island.
Common island. I did love that.
I'll post the screenshot of it because it is pretty funny. But see, stuff like that, like, that wouldn't bother me. Even if I knew that was wrong, it wouldn't bother me. What are your thoughts on that, Kate?
I just think the thing is, it's really funny because you're obviously really supportive of Ireland, but then when you write common island, it makes it sound like you're like really slagging them off. That they're really common.
Oh my goodness. Oh, so the reason why it's so funny is because people read it with the different intention.
Yeah, because that's how you're spelling it. Because if you're saying come, right, it's two words.
Okay, so I think I'm just looking at it in the brain of someone's probably spelling stuff wrong out there.
No, because if you were saying come on, as in like C apostrophe M-O-N, that's fine, like come on, Ireland. But you had said C-O-M-M-O-N, common Ireland.
Yeah, as in I don't care, you know what I'm then. So that one, I hadn't even thought that calling Ireland common was what people were finding funny. I genuinely didn't even think that. See, that's the thing, is I know that there's a spelling mistake, so what are you going to do? And the fact that it's changed the meaning of the phrase or the sentence, I don't really care. Everyone knows what I meant. Or that's at least what I thought. And I had one happen in a very professional situation where I said, a change is imminent. But I didn't type imminent. I typed intimate.
Oh, gosh, Anna. A change is intimate.
No, completely give the wrong impression.
The thing is, again, you could, if that's what you were thinking,
it depends
how you were feeling at the time.
Either way, you're just being nice.
And it could be both.
You're just being nice. last week, sorry, Kate is just yawning, so I'm just going to wait for her to finish. Is it past your bedtime?
It is. Well, I think it's 7:30.
Yeah. Wow. The life of a doctor, to be fair. I can't knock her. So last week I started reading from my university journal again because I had a bit of a break. And we went to uni together, Kate. And how have you found listening to the journal that I kept?
Yes, very, very interesting and eye-opening.
Is that all you have to say on it?
To be honest, I feel like I wish I'd kept a journal at uni. Think like I've forgotten all of it.
Do you journal at all now?
No, I don't. I should.
You should?
The funny things that happen, I should.
Do you think that that's what you would like to use it for like funny, good memories?
Yeah, I guess. Like, it'd be kind of interesting because obviously you just see so many random things in your life. I think it'd be good just to... Because one of my housemates back at uni, she used to just write down like a sentence about every day. And I think that's a lovely idea because then she could look back what she was doing that day a year ago, and it would just be a sentence or like a very short, you know, couple of words, basically saying what she was doing. And it's just really nice, like reminisce.
Yeah.
And it means that you remember things that you would never normally remember.
I actually have heard someone doing the everyday one and it bothered me because I feel...
Wasn't
it like it would... No, but isn't like it would bother me. Sorry, is what I mean. So when I'm sifting back through an old diary, I don't want to have to read like when... to the library, went and did this. Do you know what I mean? Is that I want to, if you're doing that for a few years, how are you going to find the good stories and the stuff and like go into further details? I wondered this because journaling and, you know, grateful journals, dream journals, memory journals and all of that stuff. I just wondered if you were to pick a journal or if you wanted a journal, what it would be, because I think journaling can be a really helpful tool, especially if you're sort of on your own, really struggling with how to process stuff. And that's why I thought I'd just, why don't you start a journal, write down all the funny stuff. You can, your first entry can be on your first ever
podcast experience. Podcast aficionado, Catherine. Oh, shit.
And as you know, I base this journal on the sort of Bridget Jones-esque style diary. So I want you to think of an embarrassing moment or story from uni.
Yeah.
And then come up with a headline for it if it was its own movie.
Oh, God. Nothing, thing is, the embarrassing thing that I'm thinking of was just such like a one.
Yeah, one time. As in like, so thing. Literally as if one of these segments or one of these stories was like a...
It couldn't be like a movie, though. It's quite a short story.
Well, that short stories are great. Maybe it's for kids.
Okay. I would happily share the embarrassing story.
It's not as embarrassing as I think you're hoping it would be. It's the thing that always jumps in my head when it's embarrassing. Take that, girl.
Take that, girl.
Yeah. All that happened was it was a lovely hot summer's day in Butte Park. We're all sitting out. The boys are playing rugby, throwing a rugby ball around. Some of the boys... are playing a bit of hockey, just hitting a hockey ball around. We're sitting with a few, you know, mostly our friends in different houses in Taliban South, but a few girls that we don't know at all, that the boys must have brought with them. And
not like hookers, just bring them along.
Just girls that we just didn't know at the time. And we all decide, it's getting a little bit chilly, we'll walk home, everyone gets up, goes... I think one of the boys knocks the ball towards us. I pick it up, the hockey ball, and I throw it to who stood abreast two girls, like either side. And as I throw the ball, my hoodie slips over the ball, so I can't throw it properly. I end up absolutely pelting this random girl who's about 5 meters in front of us. And it looks like I've just turned around and thrown the ball at her, and I had to be like, I am so sorry. And was obviously crying.
That sounds horrible.
It was an accident, though. It was an accident. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, was she okay?
She was fine, but she was so... She looked at me with shock and horror, and I looked at myself with shock and horror. And I was like, I'm so, so sorry. You know, obviously, it was an accident. One of the boys who was in the middle was absolutely dying with laughter and making the situation worse. And it looked like I'd done this deliberately. Oh my goodness. And I still cringe about that to this day. Like, I never found out who that girl was.
Didn't, like, get her number, check if she was okay.
No, I didn't get her number. I was literally like, oh, I'm so, so sorry. And she was frosty. Because I had just thrown a ball at her at point blank range.
Do you know what, though? I think that's one of those stories that in her friendship group, you'll be that bitch.
Yeah, but it must have just been so out of the blue and random. Like, no one expects a random girl to turn around and just absolutely pelt of overarm throw. Hit her on, like, her arm. But she was just walking, minding her own business, and she got pelted by a hockey ball.
Oh, my God.
Thrown by a girl not that far away. Terrible throw.
If you're out there, feel free to contact the podcast, email in. I'm here for you. Ready to listen and hear your song. The last entry I did actually read out on the podcast, I don't know if you've listened to it, but you will remember that weekend. It was the weekend that I cooked everyone a roast.
Yeah.
And I'd bought tickets to Judgment Day months in advance.
Yes.
And I really wanted to go, but I also had no one to go with, so there was like a little, I mean, it wasn't a raffle or anything, but there was a little sort of Bumble Tinder mess around.
Yeah.
I think I sent some of the messages. Yeah, probably. Yeah. I didn't know what to say. I think it was quite like an awkward thing of like, oh no, but I'll meet up with you after. And I was kind of like, oh no, thanks. But then obviously also until you spoke to someone, you weren't just going to turn up and then sit next to them for like half a day.
I think that was a bit before your time, because I think in London that kind of thing would fly.
Do you think?
100%.
So,
if someone was literally like, oh, I've got Six Nation tickets, but I don't have anyone to go with, like, do you want to go? And you've just matched on the thing. I think most boys would be like, yeah.
Maybe this is a new thing. Maybe we should bring, I mean, it's
Six Nation is obviously a bit more highbrow.
Yeah, to be fair, I wouldn't take a random. But also, it is lockdown.
I think it's like, post-lockdown, everyone's going to be so up for this.
As someone in a relationship, yeah. I find that you have a different outlook on what it's like to be single and the things that you would do. And I think that if you're single and looking for someone or looking to date, you're just a bit like fed up, you give up, you don't really know what to do. You probably don't have any ideas. So from the outside looking in, what's like a really fun thing for someone to do? Or like, fuck it, just ask someone this. What would you do on like the crazy scale?
I think I'm quite shameless though. Like, there is not a lot that I wouldn't do for like a first date. That sounds really bad and sexual. It's not supposed to be sexual at all.
No.
But I mean, like, if someone came out and was like, let's go quad biking or something, I don't know, I would be like, fair enough. Like,
but in these COVID times where, if you've been chatting to someone for a couple months, or potentially you've moved home with your parents, you're not going to see them for another couple months. Yeah. Like, what the fuck is the point? What are you going to do? Is there anything that you're like, fuck it, you know what? Buy a ticket to a drive-in cinema in the middle and go for it.
That would be lovely.
No, you can't take my idea. I'm asking
more. Oh, I see. I mean, the walks are a little bit overdone. Everyone's doing the walks, but I think the walks are nice. It's like kind of going back to Victorian times.
Yeah.
And just like,
Bridgerton style.
I'll walk with you, with your suitor. You can bring your
chaperone. What if you got caught after dark in this
rose garden and you have to get married?
So, okay, it's been fantastic having you on. We have rambled and rambled so much. I have no idea what content you guys heard, but there was so much giggling and chatting, and it's been an absolute pleasure. And I really hope you've enjoyed your time on the podcast.
I've loved it. Thank you so much for having me, Agony Aunt.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, please do share with your friends and family. I absolutely love hearing from you, chatting with you, hearing your stories, and that's why it was so great for me to have Dr. Kate on the show today. But I want to hear from you guys as well, so please do email in, and you can follow me on your.agonyaunt on Instagram. Thank you so much for listening. I've been your Agony Aunt, and I look forward to sharing more with you next time.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, with social distancing, it's really nice to have some, like, contact with people.